The majority of those living in Dublin will see their property tax rise next year. Since the introduction of the local property tax more than a decade ago, councillors have the ability to increase or decrease the base rate of the tax by 15%. In recent weeks, Fingal County Council and South Dublin County Council voted to increase their property taxes, while Dunleary-Rathdown County Council voted to continue to apply the full 15% discount. Now, Dublin City councillors are set to become the latest local authority in the capital to vote on whether to increase the tax. That will happen this evening. We'll speak to two councillors about that vote shortly. But first, our reporter Aaron McElroy asked people in Drumcondra about what they would like to see happen.
I'm not very excited about it. But like they have to, like as long as they try and be reasonable and maybe don't go for the maximum, go for something that people can ease into it. But we have to pay. I don't think we should. You can't expect things for free.
Well, my thoughts is we don't get anything for it. There should at least be a sort of, you know, refuse collection or something. It'd be nice if we got something back.
When property tax came in, that was going to go up. It was never going to go down or go away. So, you know, but we don't seem to be getting a whole lot of value. In other countries, I believe, you get more value if they do footpaths, parks, amenities like that.
Everything has just increased, isn't it? Yeah, nothing decreased. Terrible.
Aaron McElroy speaking to people in Drumcondra about an increase in property tax. We're joined now by Dublin Councillor Dara Moriarty from Labour and People Before Profit Councillor Conor Reddy. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jackie.
Dara, to you first. So the council's ruling group, comprising of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, the Green Party and the Labour Party, which you're a member of, agreed after last year's local elections to apply the baseline rate with no discount this year for the first time. Why did you decide to do that?
Thanks, Jackie, for having us on. Look, I suppose for the last decade since this tax was introduced, as you outlined at the start there, we've seen the maximum tax cut being given to property owners. And this has been something that us in the Labour Party, our colleagues in the Green Party, and recently the Social Democrats have tried to stop. We've always argued for the base rate. And when the negotiations for the ruling group were underway, I suppose we made it very clear that a red line issue for us was that we needed to see Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael move on local property tax. We were able to secure that movement. And for us, this is about raising revenue to invest in our city. You just heard there in your VT people talking about feeling that Dublin City Council public services aren't reaching them, but they're not seeing their footpaths being maintained. They're not seeing their streets being cleaned enough. And that is because we have squandered €140 million over the last decade by reducing this property tax. So now what we're hoping to see this evening is that people will vote to maintain the tax at the base rate, and that will raise an additional €16.4 million each year. That is €65 million additional funding going back into Dublin over the next 4 years. And from our point of view in the Labour Party, we worked tirelessly to ensure that a fair share of that would go towards our DCC housing maintenance budget. I think your listeners will be very familiar with the dilapidated nature of some of our social housing stock in Dublin. And we really need to see that investment going back into our social housing maintenance. And this evening, Conor Reddy is going to vote to reduce local property tax. He's going to vote to put €800 back in the pockets of millionaires instead of investing it into our planned housing maintenance budget. And I just think that's shocking.
Okay, well, let's bring Conor Reddy in here, People Before Profit Councillor. Conor, it's good news, isn't it? Though millions of euro, €16.5 million in additional funding for the city.
No, Jackie, look, it's a drop in the ocean, €16 million. And I think it's incredibly disingenuous here for Darris to suggest that it will make a blind bit of difference in how the city operates. We've been opposed to the local property tax since its introduction under Fine Gael and Labour as an austerity tax. Dara can claim that this is a tax on millionaires, but the reality is the vast majority of people in this city and nationally own their own home that they live in and nothing beyond that. We think there's a far more progressive way to tax wealth. There's a number of them, in fact. One would be a non-principal private residence tax, where you tax a second, third, fourth, subsequent property, but not the family home. And that would bring in €544 million a year nationally. So almost the exact same as the local property tax, but in a far more just just and equitable way. And it has to be said as well that, like, councils are in the situation that they're in at the moment, disempowered and underfunded because we've had successive governments that have cut powers and cut funding. There's far better ways to raise funds. Also at Dublin City Council level, I think there's an article published in 2014 that showed us €35 million in uncollected vacant site levies. So developers and property hoarders not paid €35 million worth of unpaid vacant site levies. So surely taking some of that money back into council hands would be a more progressive way to fund public services, maintenance of housing, and some of the other things that Dara suggested so far.
Okay, Dara, what do you make of that? Is there another way of raising revenue here rather than through the people? And is this not at odds with what Labour stands for? I mean, your party has proposed several once-off cost of living measures as part of their alternative budget for 2025 because the party knows that people out there are struggling.
Well, look, I think some of the points that Conor made there about raising revenue through collecting unpaid developer levies, vacant and direct sites levies, you won't hear any opposition to that from me. 100%, we should be chasing every bit of money that's owed to Dublin City Council to increase the amount of revenue we have. But this tax is a very fair tax in my view. I think if we look at the new bans, the first four bans, we'll see Dubliners fall into that, into those bans. 75% of Dubliners own homes that are valued at €525,000 or less. They can expect an increase in their local property tax from anything from around €18 a year up to around €80 a year.
Now, and that's due to the government changes that are coming in later this year. But they could move into another band as well.
They could. Yeah, they could. That is due to both the government changes and based on going to base rate. So you could see an increase of around €18 to €83 for 75% of Dubliners. That's an increase of around 36 cents per week or €1.60 per week. If you do own a home, if you are one of the one in four Dubliners who owns a home valued at €125,000 or more, you will see your tax gradually go up. And I'm not for a second saying this is just a tax on millionaires. It isn't. But those at the very top, those who own homes valued over €1 million, they're going to see the tax increase by €260 a year more. If you own a home that's valued at €1.9 million, you're going to see your tax increase by €800. That to me is a very fair and progressive tax. At the lowest end, you're seeing an €18 increase. At the highest end, you're getting an €800 increase. And that is to ring fence funding for vital public services. I mean, Conor represents an area that has a high proportion of social housing tenants, so do I, and we hear all the time, I've been in the homes of people where their homes are falling apart, where there's damp and there's mould and there's broken windows. What we're going to do is increase Dublin City Council's planned housing maintenance budget. Last year, that sat at around €13 million. We're going to put an extra €5.5 million to that per year. That's a 40% decrease in planned housing maintenance budgets. Conor's going to vote against that tonight. I just can't get my head around that because the people I represent are demanding that we politically take responsibility for that and direct funding towards improving their housing situation. But additionally to that, we're going to be targeting money at road resurfacing, at footpath repair, at tackling vacancy and dereliction, at new apprentice schemes. These are all the projects that we've outlined in the report this evening. And Conor's going to vote against all of that and just say, get the money from somewhere else.
Okay,
I think it's really important that we don't just moan about problems, but actually take action and want to affect the change.
Okay, Conor, come in here. What would you say to that? This is like a wealth tax.
Again, I completely reject that. Like, for most people, your home that you live in is not a liquid asset that makes any difference to your ability to pay bills at the end of the month. Look, there's a cost of living crisis at the moment. I think we heard earlier in the month that there's 286,000 people in arrears of their energy bills across this country. One in four parents are reducing portion sizes to feed their kids. Like, some of these people are going to be homeowners. And if you look at property price inflation, it's running at almost 10% per year in Dublin. There's people that are sitting in homes, aren't wealthy, but stretch the imagination, but they'll be taxed more because of these increases. As I said earlier, there are other ways to fund the greater delivery of services that Dara talked about there. We've complete support for those. We'd like to see a hotel tax. There's a huge proliferation of short-term letting in hotels in the city centre. I think
those operators should start paying their fair share as well. You have to look at why our local authorities are in this situation in the first place. Again, the context matters. Labour, when they're in government with Fine Gael, slashed local authority budgets and implemented brutal austerity that we're still paying the cost of today. So I think we need to go back to kind of basics and look at more progressive measures again. Oxfam had a proposal, I think the year before last, bringing about €5 billion nationally. You ring fence some of that money, genuine tax on wealth, where you tax wealth above €4.7 million, discounting the family home. And that would make a huge difference, I think. Again, another thing that you could do to bring in some of this type of money is a different type of vacant property tax. We have the residential zoned land tax, runs at 3% per year on vacant residential zoned land. That's far below, again, asset price inflation. So the owners that hoard vacant land are still seeing their wealth increase every year, even if that is collected.
A number of options there from you, Conor. Dara, can I just ask you as well, you know, Conor was referencing it there, you know, with these uncertain times, economic times, what's the harm in putting this off for another year or to phase out the discount over the next 4 years?
Well, look, as I said at the top, this has been a tax that has been reduced every single year over the last decade since it was introduced. We've lost $140 million during that time. The vast majority of Dubliners, those who are in the bottom four bands, who own homes that are under €525,000, are going to see relatively modest increases. In terms of some of the people and the most vulnerable that Conor mentioned there, a lot of those people will be exempt or will be eligible for deferrals of the local property tax, whether in partial or in the full amount. So I think we really do need to get over this this sense that this is an attack on some of the most vulnerable in our society. It absolutely isn't. The vast majority of people will be able to absorb these costs. As I said, an additional 36 cents a week or €1.60 a week for 75% of Dubliners. I don't think that's an awful lot to ask for. And if you do have a property that is valued at over €500,000 or more, you will see a gradual stepped up increasing a local property tax. I think that's fair. I think it's common sense. And I think in terms of some of the other cost of living pressures that we're facing, absolutely my colleagues in the Oireachtas are holding government to account on that and want to see decisive action on that to give working families a break. But those two things are completely and utterly separate. The minor cost that we're asking people to take on in terms of local property tax pales into insignificance.
Sorry to interrupt there, Dara, but we're running out of time here, unfortunately. And that vote for Dublin City Councillors will happen this evening on whether people's property tax will rise. We'll leave it there. Dublin Councillor Dara Moriarty from Labour and People Before Profit Councillor Conor Reddy, thank you very much. It is 24 minutes past seven.